The following is Commissioner Joe Vigliotti with his 2024 State of the County Address.
Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for being with us. The year is new, the time is full of moments to be taken, and our county is strong. The way forward waits for us. But to understand where we go, we must understand where we are. And to be sure, we face challenges far more significant than last year. The continuing implementation of the Department of Fire and Emergency Services, increased costs due to the economy, and the looming financial shadow of Blueprint stand as fiscal obstacles in the months to come. Blueprint alone will cost us more than $53 million, money which we do not have. However, the Board of County Commissioners remains committed to tackling these challenges head-on, holding to our faith in God and our guiding American values to do so. Devotion to family, support of local control, parental rights, embrace of hard work and responsibility, respect for our shared history, and our love and respect for each other. And in the past year, these values have, among other things, guided us through the renewing and strengthening of relationships. Communities like ours rely on relationships to thrive. As the French diplomat Alexis de Tocqueville noted when he visited the fledgling United States in the 1830s, America functions community by community. The same is true today, and the same is true of our county. When we took office last year, none of us knew that the first major issue we'd be facing was opposition to the solar development of farmland. The vast majority of those who reached out to us said they did not want to see farmland plowed over by solar panels. We studied the issue in depth, citizens spoke, and we listened. In the past year, we've done our best to keep listening. That meant regular meetings with the Board of Education to address and consider major concerns such as Blueprint. It also meant supporting those good decisions made by the Board of Education, such as reviewing sexually explicit material not appropriate for school libraries. It meant meeting with our senators and delegates as well, not only to advance causes we have in common which require state-level legislation, but to offer support, evidence, and information which they can, in turn, carry with them to Annapolis to defend local control. Things such as restrictions on solar development, certain kinds of fertilizer, and Blueprint. It meant solid relationships with partner agencies, including the state's attorney and sheriff's department, working together to address concerns such as speeding through rural villages with new traffic monitoring signs, protecting law enforcement and prosecutorial time from irresponsible businesses through our nuisance ordinance, or ensuring that our deputies and attorneys have the best possible tools and technology to continue to crack down on criminals. It meant cooperative relationships with our municipalities through common interests like the Highway Needs Inventory and MDOT Transportation Tour, cost sharing for stormwater projects, as well as supporting and advocating for the needs of municipalities from land annexations to major road projects. It meant county government reform and continuous improvement, such as merging the departments of planning and land management and creating an expedited review process to facilitate high priority projects. And that barely begins to describe what we've done in the past year. The coming year is going to depend upon strong cooperation among all members of our community. It will require making stands in certain places and finding common ground in others. It will mean very hard conversations and very difficult discussions and decisions that will affect the years and generations far beyond the present, because we are not the last generation that will matter, and we are not at the end of history. We breathe in moments and breathe out years. America remains the last best hope on earth, and I genuinely believe that our best days still wait ahead, bright and promising. And here, in Carroll County, the American dream still lives. With God's help, nothing is beyond our reach. May God always bless you. May God always bless Carroll County. Thank you.